that things happen like that. So, and so as time went on, I just missed him awful. And I would stop doing what I was doing and go look out the windows down where the back in the yard, because he was always in the yard doing something and working around. And I was there, I just started bawling like a big baby. I couldn't, and just bawl for a while. And when I opened my eyes and I looked out the window, there was 8 cardinals in the Alethea bush outside. I could not believe it. 8 cardinals. And it was just something that I can't describe how wonderful it was to see them out there. You know, the story about the cardinals is the people that's gone before you. When you're in sorrow or joy, they all come back, and you'll see them. And but I couldn't leave 8. And then it went on, and it was in the middle of a winter, probably a couple years, and somebody got me a rose bush, and we put it out in the yard. Well, we had a big snow that winter, and I bet there was about 1 foot of snow on top of that rose bush, and I thought, it's not going to survive. It's just going to just tear it all down. So I went out there with a broom, and I swept it all off and knocked it all off. And what do you think there was there in the middle of the winter? A fresh rosebud. And it was so beautiful. And it was just starting to, it just came out. It's just a full, fresh rosebud. And I'm telling you, it's just wonderful things that have happened. Now this one here, people probably wouldn't believe you, but I'm telling you, it's true. But I was sitting on, I've had a problem with my head where I just didn't feel like driving. It's just like there's something. And years ago, the doctor put a heart monitor on me, tried to find out. Nobody could find anything wrong. But after Rita died, I had to do all the driving myself. And I said, so I sat on the floor and I said, Lord, I've got a lot of things that I need to do, and I know I don't have that much time left. And I said, I just need to be driving and get all this stuff done. And I didn't think anything about it. I got up, I sat in the rocking chair, probably about 30 seconds past, and it was like a hand took the front of my scalp and pulled my scalp all the way back. I haven't had that trouble since. Now, I don't know what I had, what the problem was, but it's gone. So, and then it hasn't been too many years, about 8 years ago, that I got breast cancer. Now, if I had a went on my regular due date for a mammogram, and I was always on the month, if I'd have went in January, but I didn't go. I didn't go until April. And I didn't think anything about it, never had any trouble ever. But they found cancer, a little one. They didn't know what it was. So I had to go back in, take another mammogram. So if I would have went January, it was so small that they wouldn't have found it, because they had already took the mammogram before. But when I went in April, it was so small they found it. I had the surgery. Everything was fine. It was the normal kind. They got everything. But in the process, when you go do that, they've got an itinerary for you to do. You've got to go to this doctor and see about the pill for 5 years. You gotta go to this doctor and take radiation. Well, I went in, I thought, well, I'll just follow around and see. So I went in with a pill. So I was sitting there and my phone rang. And it was my daughter, and she said, "Where you at?" I told her, and she said, "Well, if they want to give you this and this and this and that, don't take any of it, because I've got clients that go to the same place, and they're all having a lot of trouble." So I went up, got my ID. She said, "You're coming back." I said, "Nope." Out I went. Then I went over to radiation. And something was wanting to pull me out of there, just like they had a hold of me, wanting to pull me out of there. And the doctor finally came in, and they asked me how I was doing. I said, "I'm going to tell you the truth. I want to get up out here and run out as fast as I can." He said, "If you do, I'm going to run after you and catch you and bring you back." And I said, "You're going to have to hustle." And I went out. And thankfully, I've had 8 good years. If I had took all that stuff, I wouldn't have. No, it was a blessing in itself that he comes in at that time. And never had any problem. Now, the last Terry, my sister, when she died, I was so full of grief that night that I thought, and I was just talking to myself. I said, "I don't know, I won't be able to sleep tonight, I know that, I just sat up all night." And it was like a hand went across in front of my face. In my mind, all that grief is gone. It caught me, I couldn't believe it. It was just gone. And I just had happy thoughts. It was just like she was okay and I'm okay. So what are you worrying about? And It was just those things that you just have to stand back and see the blessings that he's gave me since my husband's died. And well, a couple little things down here. Sometimes during the night, now not lately, but sometimes when it starts, it might be every other night or every night or what. But something when I'm asleep bumps into my bed. Now I thought it was my dog, but I always look and the dog's asleep out in the other room. Now I don't know what it is, but you kind of think maybe Reed's around there somewhere. And maybe because it wakes me up when they bump the bed. And it that's strange. And two, this was funny. Reed, we was married for 53 years, and he had never seen me with my teeth out. And I was in there brushing my teeth. Now we got a van, it's got 3 bulbs. I just keep the middle one on. I don't turn the other two on. And I was in there brushing. I just took them out and started to brush them, and that other light came on. Now, I thought that Reed turned that light on. He's showing me that he saw me, because no way would that light come on by itself. So I'm telling you, God has blessed me over and over and over again. And I think what the key is here is I think you have to turn your life over to God and let him do with it as he wants to do with it, instead of you doing what you want to do with it. Because everything has went along and everything has been wonderful. And as far as I just give him credit, and he gets credit for everything. And I talk to him all the time. He's the only thing, buddy, I got to talk to. And he's always around, and as far as getting down on the floor and praying, you don't have to do that. Talk to him. You just talk to him, and things just come right out. And because he knows exactly what you're saying before you say it. And so I think I've been blessed, and the blessings keep a coming. So I wish that for everybody in here, that you have all those blessings too. So... Thank you.
Thank you.